In all the news coverage of the Terri Schiavo case over the past few weeks, you may have noticed photographs of people with red duct tape pasted over their mouths. They're part of the Cause USA, a group of young evangelical Christians living on a Maryland farm just outside Washington, D.C. Every morning they gather for worship in an empty living room in the main farmhouse. Most are barefoot, sitting on the floor in a large circle. There are about 30 people in the room, mostly college students and recent graduates, who are paying $400 a month to be here and participate in daily protests at the U.S. Supreme Court.
We're appealing to a higher court for justice, and we're a prophetic witness. We are issuing a subpoena to the nation. Okay, nation, what do you choose? Do you choose life or do you choose death?
That's Kelsey Bolander. She and her husband Randy lead the group. He goes over the day's agenda and the formation they'll use.
All right, today this is what this looks like. Everybody, we're going into the wall. The whole crew. And we'll all go stand in front of the Supreme Court.
The Cause USA website recruits young people to join their movement and outlines the biblical basis for what they're doing. Organizers say the cause is not officially linked to other anti-abortion groups, like Operation Rescue, although they have worked in tandem in some instances. After the morning meeting, it's time to mobilize.
Okay, vans are pulling out at what time?
Vans are pulling out at
11 o'clock.
11:15, because it's already 11:03. Go fast!
They load into vans and cars for the 20-minute ride to Washington, D.C.
Hey, you guys can't leave. I have to follow you.
I climb into a car with a young woman with red hair whose picture I've seen in the newspaper.
I'm Robin Shannon. I'm 23, and I'm from Manhattan Beach, California.
She joined the cause about a year and a half ago.
It's birthed out of a movement that was called The Call. And there were 7 calls. The first one was in Washington, D.C., and 400,000 people showed up on the mall for fasting and prayer for our nation. And the Kansas City one I went to by the prodding of my mother. Once I was there, I was just really stirred in just an urgency. The things that I believed, more so than just believing them, were a vision to run with.
Shannon has traveled around the country in run-down vans, speaking to church groups, attending prayer rallies, and participating in protests at capitals, courts, and outside Terri Schiavo's hospice. She says college friends are surprised that she's so radical.
I never was one for activism, but now I see that there's a vehicle to actively pursue the heart of the Lord and to see His heart come and change a nation. But oftentimes the only paradigm we have for that is church once a week. But I wanted to make it my life. I wanted it to be something more real than that.
So now she's living commune style, often with a sleeping bag for a bed. Her parents help pay her credit card bills.
Go straight through the next few lights and turn right at the Library of Congress.
Nearing the Supreme Court, she points to a small office space the group uses for prayer vigils. They call it the Justice House of Prayer.
We're right on the corner, and it actually comes to a point and it faces directly towards the Supreme Court, towards Congress, and you know, we just believe we're just shooting our prayers straight out towards them.
Can you peace?
Mm-hmm.
At the Supreme Court, someone is in charge of using a Sharpie pen to write the word life over and over on a roll of red duct tape. The protesters take a piece of tape, cover their mouths, and fall into line facing the court's pillars.
Or we don't get on the stairs because it's actually illegal to do any demonstration on the stairs. So we stand right before the stairs in a line, and it says in the Bible, I looked for a man that would stand in the gap and would build a wall before me so I wouldn't have to destroy the land. And so what it is we're standing here and we say we're standing on the wall. You hear us say that a lot. We're standing on the wall.
Shannon prepares to take her place.
I love that God's word alone is written on my mouth, and I can stand there in silence, and it will shout across the nation. There's a reason why it's catching the hearts and it's catching eyes, and I think it's because it's a message from God.
The group stands silently for an hour and then gathers in a circle for a special prayer.
Jesus, we plead your blood
over our sins and the sins of our nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America.
Members of the cause spend 6 months in Washington, committing every day to protest at the court and pray for the government.
Let's sing it over the Supreme Court.
What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.